Oh, Chris, I forgot to tell you the most fucked up part about Sarah Silverman in that movie.
What's that?
She sneaks into her daughter's bedroom late at night when she's fucked up after she calls that other parent.
Right.
And then she grabs her daughter's teddy bear and masturbates with it on the floor of her daughter's bedroom.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that this is an out-of-context anecdote.
Yeah!
I really wish we had just begun the podcast. No introduction, just for that. Just,
oh, we have. We
comes on her daughter's yeah. teddy bear.
The Perfectly Sane Show, episode 292. I'm Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I'm staying away from teddy bears for the rest of my life.
And Fozzie.
Hello.
And Jeff.
I come on teddy bears.
Sorry.
It just got even worse.
And Pete's here as well.
I don't want to be here anymore. Somebody find an adult.
We're still looking. We've been looking for a long time.
5 years. Haven't found one. Talk about video games here.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not, actually. I have no idea. Not after that. Let's talk about some video games.
Thank God.
There were video games?
There are video games, Jeff.
Lots of them.
It's not all teddy bear masturbation.
Motherfuckers.
That's all I've been doing all week.
Fozzie, you played a little bit of The Division, right?
Yeah. I liked it.
So did I. Yeah, I thought it was good. The Division beta happened over the weekend, the open beta.
What system did you guys play on?
I played on Xbox One.
I did too, yeah. There wasn't, you know, it was definitely kind of just a sample. There wasn't too much to do. It was like a good, like, 3 or 4 hours, I guess.
So is it a Destiny-ass Destiny game?
It has, like, the levels, right? Where it's like, okay, be between levels 5 through 7.
Yeah, there's zones of the game. It actually, it's more even than Destiny, where it's, like...
So it's, like, even more closer to the MMO side of the spectrum than the...
Yeah, so, like, the world is... They drop you into the map, and it was a closed-off map, so you could only access certain areas. But there are sections of the map, like, I guess neighborhoods in New York City that, like, hey, you don't want to go here until, like, you've reached level 16. Or you don't want to go here until you reach level 8 or whatever. Whereas in Destiny, it's like everything is mission-based. Like, so it's like you don't want to go here. Like, you for this mission, you should be between X level and X level.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas this, it's open world, like, it throws you down, kind of, what's the patrol portion of Destiny, where you're just going down, and you have access to everything in that area, you have access to everything, it looks like, right from the get-go.
Oh, okay. It's just a matter of, like, whether or not you're high enough level.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess you could go into that area, but you probably wouldn't last very long.
What are the enemy types and stuff? Like, I guess I've never, Destiny, because at least sci-fi has the ability to, like, present, or it has, but it doesn't use the ability to present, like, unique alien types and stuff like that. So, the enemies, like, look different and stuff. Like, are you just fighting humans?
Dudes with gear.
It's a Tom Clancy game, so yes, it's humans. You're fighting humans. Fozzie, did you notice, like, a lot of variety in the enemy? Like, I mean, there's, like, the heavy guy.
Yeah, it was... I mean, there wasn't too much. There's, like, 3 or 4 different variations. There's a guy with a bat that would come at you.
Yeah, it's, like, it's just nuts.
You know,
yeah, so, like,
yeah.
That's, I guess, my question and somewhat weird fear is that just, like... all the enemies are just like, this guy has more armor than the other dude. So that's
they all attack different too. So it's like, okay. It is. So think Uncharted.
Uh-huh.
You know, like there's the guys that are like melee focused, and they'll kind of like berserker charge you, and then, you know, there's your standard grunts that, you know, they're either, you know, they're shooting with a pistol or they have like some sort of assault rifle. Then there's the more like armored dudes, and then there's like straight up heavies that like have body armor and shield, riot shields, and I don't, Fozzie, did you do the Madison Square Garden mission?
I think so.
Where you're to rescue the doctor.
Yeah, I did that.
So like, you go up to the roof, and there's like a guy with like a chain gun or something shooting at you, and you have to move your way up to take him on.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I think there's scripted encounters that I didn't see anybody else when I was playing, so I don't really know. Did you play with anybody else, Fozzie?
I didn't, actually. I mean, I wanted to, but it was only a couple days long anyway, so I feel like I couldn't really do it. But it seems pretty, like, easy to kind of just join and not, like, as far as getting all that set up and whatnot, so.
And it looks like it's totally soloable, too. Like, you can just play the game.
The only problem I had trouble with is, did you do the engineer mission where you had to get him?
Is that the one where you go into, like, the...
Went to like the power plant or whatever it may have been.
Yeah, you have to go. It's like underground though, right?
Yeah, yeah. And like that last boss, like the last guy, kept dying on him. Like no one else was giving me trouble except him. Like my god, like it's because with the flamethrower, it was so just powerful, so that anytime he got close to me, I would just instantly die. So that took a few turns, but yeah, I mean everything else, I felt like I could play solo and be cool. But yeah, I mean.
It's a cool idea behind it, like where you're kind of building up your base too, like by going out and rescuing people and adding components, and there's different currencies for each of the sectors of your base. So like,
oh boy.
Yeah, it has like a good fast travel system where it's like not, you know, it's not like you can fast travel anywhere, but you can fast travel to the main areas, and then also I really like the cover system.
Yeah.
So like for example. You know, it's so nice that I could look in an area, and then if it has the A, I just press and hold A to go there, you know?
Oh, yeah, so, and then you can, it'll kind of, like, highlight that portion. It's like, all right, so I want to run over to this section.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like in Gears where, like, you kind of had to bundle up to the wall, and then you could only, like, move to the next piece of cover that's off to your right, or you could run up. Like, this, as you said, like, you can give very explicit instructions on, I want to go to this piece of cover.
Right, exactly. And you just hold it down, and you even see it has, like, that circle, the circle around the A, so that you know how close you have to be or how much longer you have to hold A before, like, you'll actually connect with that. So, yeah, I thought that just felt so smooth, and it just made the gameplay that much better. And I mean, the game is gorgeous too. It's
It looks really good.
I ran into a couple hiccups, I guess, but nothing too bad. Again, it's a beta, but I mean, I'm pretty excited for it. I'm hoping that, you know, I know that Vaughn wants to play a lot, so I mean. Definitely, as long as I have people to play with, I think I'd be good. But
I think that the beta sold me on picking it up, so I'm gonna give it a go.
Yeah. I mean, it gives you just enough where it's like, okay.
Yeah, I kind of understand where this is going, and
yeah,
I kind of like it.
Yeah, so the nice thing is,
go ahead, Fozzie.
Well, I was just gonna say that the only other thing I'm really looking forward to is Uncharted, and that's not coming out for a couple months. So, I mean. I can really kind of sink my teeth into this before that comes out.
That's cool.
Thing is Uncharted?
Well, like, problems? Coming up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, problems?
I mean, there's not a ton between now and Uncharted. Like, it's only
what
a
else
month
is coming
half.
Out? It's coming out ahead.
I'm excited for Zelda. I know that's like...
Is that coming out in the next fuck? Month and a half?
That's what? Coming out next week.
Twilight Princess, the HD remake.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, that comes out next Friday.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, Ratchet and Clank is right before before
Dark
Uncharted.
Dark Souls 3.
Okay. So no games I play and.
No.
I'm with you on Ratchet, Jeff.
That's a remake, right?
For some reason, I thought that was kind after of. Uncharted, not before.
Yeah, it's before They're Uncharted.
And then there's something else in April too. I feel like I'm forgetting. Oh, Star Fox. I was considering.
Yeah, that game's gonna be terrible.
Say Star Fox. Yeah, I think there's so much in April that I'm going with Dark Souls, Ratchet, and Uncharted. And I'm only getting Dark Souls just cause whatever.
I really want to play that game, but I'm just gonna watch other people play it at this point. I'm not good at those games as much as I want to be.
One, I'm not as good as most people. Two, I just feel like there's been too many of them. But then every time the new one comes, like, gets closer, I'm like, yeah, I'll play that. Like, I just love the atmosphere in those games. Like,
oh yeah, and I love their enemy design. Their boss design is still some of the best.
It's all great, yeah. And then just the fact that like it doesn't explain anything to you, and cool ass weapons, and I don't know, like I always say I'm done with those games, and then when they come around, I'm like, I'll get that. Like, at the very least, even if you're bad at it, you're going to get 30, 40 hours before you give up.
Yeah.
I usually put in, like, 50, 60, and then I give up, so.
That's quite a lot, so.
I'm still getting some out of them.
Ratchet & Clank on PS4 is April 12th.
Which is, I think is the same day as Dark Souls, maybe.
And then Uncharted is like April 26th. So
oh man, it's the end of April. God, fuck.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to The Division. It seems pretty cool. So
do you? I don't know because it was beta. They may not tell you this. Like, what parts of the game are restricted to like PlayStation? Like, okay, so is it a game that I would need to have PlayStation Plus in order to play any of, or is it Xbox Live? Like, what's the on disc portion compared to you?
Do you need it for Destiny?
You need it in order to play multiplayer, like competitive, in Destiny.
Okay, so I wonder maybe the Dark Zone's only locked off then.
That's what the theory was. I tried looking it up and all I got was a. More info to come kind of thing going on. So, but the game's almost out in it, so.
Get PlayStation Plus, Peter.
I will. I just don't have $50 to spend on that right now.
Didn't you return Street Fighter?
I did. I only got $20 for it.
Lost money on that. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
Actually, I didn't lose too much because I had a coupon and I only wanted to pay $40 for it. So I got actually around a little more than 50% for it.
You probably get $20 for it.
Maybe.
For
what?
For Street Fighter.
Oh, you'll get over 30 if you did it at GameStop.
I did cash back, not traded.
Well, way to go, doll.
There was nothing I wanted to buy. So.
That's what customers used to say. That's me. Like, I want cash, but like, way to go, loser. Huh? And then they never came back again.
Oh, so you accomplished.
I really don't know what's locked behind, you know, the paywall for online for that. So,
all right, I was just curious because, I mean, I'll probably get it at some point, but I would like to know how much of the game I'm going to have access to.
I did not read your review. Why did you buy and sell it so quick? That's crazy, man.
It had mostly to do. I mean, are we done talking Division? I don't want to like.
Sure.
Okay. It had mostly to do with the server instability. Like, I couldn't even play the content I had access to. So like, you know, you earn like fight money and stuff, which is like their in-game currency for costumes and characters and shit, by playing survival mode and story mode and all this other stuff. But if you get disconnected in the middle of like a survival mode. Round, you just get booted back to the main menu and lose any progress you had before. And so after that happening like 4 or 5 times in a row, I was just like, all right, you know what? Maybe in, you know, 3 months time in June or something, I'll pick this game back up again when it's A, cheaper, story mode's in there, they have the challenges, the arcade mode, the store, you know, when it's a finished game, more or less.
Right.
once we're past the early access of Street Fighter V.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the game is a lot of fun. It's funny, some dick in GameStop when I returned it said the exact same thing. And stuff. He's like, another casualty of early access. I was like, I want to punch you in the face. Some, like, pimple-faced jackass. You know, it's a fun game. You know, if you like fighting games, totally buy it and stuff. It's just like, maybe wait until March to buy it.
Or June.
Or June. If you really want story mode, I mean, but most of the other stuff will be in there by.
How the fuck is story mode not, like, how is that the last thing released for your game?
I don't know.
Well, they have a story mode.
They have the prologue.
Yes. But, like, what's it called? Cinematic story mode is coming.
Yeah, whatever the fuck, yeah.
Coming later. Coming in June.
I believe they just weren't finished, right? They wanted the game out for something.
I think it has to do with the Pro Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Capcom Pro Tour is why they released the game in February. Because a lot of people were like, why not just wait until March? But I think it starts in March. And so they wanted to give time for players to become familiar with the game.
It sounds like that was not a good call.
Right. They focus a little too much on the tour and a little not enough on the fact that they were releasing something for people to buy.
Because, you know, Street Fighter is pretty mass market. Like,
right.
It's the type of game like
right. it doesn't sound like it's doing quite as good as previous Street Fighters.
Well, just imagine if you bought it, though. Like, right. Like you'd know nothing. You'd be like, I bought Mortal Kombat X last year. That game was awesome. Like, what the fuck is this?
Well, it depends on what console you bought Mortal Kombat X on, because if you bought it on PC,
No one bought it on PC. No, I mean, everyone I know who plays fighting games,
they don't play on PC. You're right. Yeah.
No, it's not necessarily. I don't know about that. I mean, it depends. Because, I mean, this game isn't on Xbox, so, I mean, your choices are either PlayStation or PC, and most people prefer the PC versions nowadays just because they don't have to bother with paying an extra $50 to play online, which is what you do in fighting games and stuff like that. So, and plus, actually, I think the servers are better on
PC?
Yeah. Than they are...
I heard they were having problems too, though. So.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's just Capcom's just shitting the bed on the whole thing.
Yeah, it sounds. I guess when Street Fighter IV launched, how long ago was that?
2008.
So we'll go with like 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I guess it sold about 140,000 copies week one in Japan.
Yeah.
And this sold 40,000 copies.
I'm surprised at how low both those numbers are, honestly.
Well, in Japan. Like, so...
Okay.
Like, you're talking a smaller base.
You have to remember that, like... So, like, in Japan, that doesn't mean a whole lot, because it's probably been in arcades for fucking ever. And, anybody who... You know, you could just go to your local place and just play it. You know, you didn't have to wait for a disc version.
Sure.
And stuff for both games. You know, also there's no, you know, Street Fighter had not been a game for 10 years before 4, so
we're only 2 years removed from like the final iteration of Street Fighter 4, so
yeah.
And I guess it did okay in the UK. It finished at number 2, but it was way below the Street Fighter 4 numbers there as well, so. Although no actual numbers were released, I'm interested to see where it ends up on the MPDs for February. I have a feeling it'll be number 1 because there's nothing else this month. But
I mean, there was XCOM, but they don't track PC numbers,
right? It's like if you're talking straight console, like you could probably see the PC numbers of Street Fighter versus XCOM. From what I heard, the PC numbers were about 100,000 sold week one for Street Fighter on PC. So I don't know. We'll see. I hope that game, you know, ends up working out for people.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. It's a lot of fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to play. I think, and I know why they did this, but too much of the game relies on online connectivity right now. And It's because they wanted everything to tie into their fight money system and stuff. I get that.
It was a little funny because I guess Xbox Live had issues. What was it, Monday, Tony?
Right. It was like Sunday and Monday, right?
Sunday and Monday. I don't remember having any problems on Sunday.
I didn't have any problems at any point, but if you were like logged out and tried to log in.
Right. So when I tried to get back on Monday, like I was having all sorts of issues. It's like I just shut it off and went and did something else. Like, normal person would,
right.
But like I did see a lot of people commenting on like, well, this is why I want a physical media. I'm like, but half of these games still rely on the online working, so like,
yeah, right.
Like if you wanted to play Destiny and you couldn't log into Xbox Live, like Destiny's a, like, whether you have a disc or digital, it's useless.
No, but still, either way, online connectivity plays into both of that, which I think is total kind of bullshit for a lot of games.
Sure, no, and I agree with you that, like, for stuff like Tomb Raider was having issues, right? Like, and that's a game that doesn't need online at all. Like,
yeah,
you should be able to play that regardless of whether it's disc or digital. But people, even with the disc-based version, were having issues because they couldn't connect to the server. And then, like, as Pete was saying with Street Fighter, like, you know, if you get disconnected from their server, it's kind of useless.
Like that kind of shit is bullshit. Like, I don't know.
But yeah, it's just like the argument that this, like, that Xbox Live going down is a reason to keep physical discs. Like if they're designing games around online, it doesn't matter either way.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean. It's kind of a bummer because it was fun, but I'll wait until later. You know, I don't know what you guys scored my review at yet, but it's still a good game. It's just surrounded by an unfortunate amount of bullshit.
Yep.
We gave it a nice low score.
My first one star.
It wasn't a one star, but it was pretty close to a one star.
You gotta work for a one star, man.
Yeah, you really do. Like,
no, I know.
You can be apathetic and get anywhere between a 2 and a 4. Fives you have to be really glowing with, and ones you need to work to make it sound like shit. Fozzy is.
It's funny is I actually have the Division review. I may have to give that one up because I don't have. I'm the only one. Like I guess I'm the only one who paid attention to the review list Don put up. Nobody had touched anything in March.
I'm surprised Don didn't sign up for that.
Yeah, me too. I was really weirded out by that. So. But I might just bail on that. I want to play the Division.
Let Don write that one up.
Looping back around, but
although Don might be a little too soft on it.
A little too attached. So yeah, I don't know. That's all I've been playing. Except for Star Wars, Galaxy Heroes, whatever the fuck this game is. They're like really dumb mobile game.
Sounds great. You're really selling it to us.
I have it here because
It has Star Wars.
Well,
that would normally be enough, but like Pete kind of like took all the. Wind out of that sail.
Well, it's your classic energy based, like real dumb, like turn based combat game. I don't know.
Is this the Clash of Clans type game?
No, there's no base. There's no like building troops or upgrading and stuff. Well, there's upgrading, but I mean, no, it's just you play five characters against another team of NPC five characters, and you press the attack button. And sometimes your characters have a special ability that they can use. I mean, there's very little strategy to it. And the only reason I play it is because when I'm at work and there's nothing happening, I have bad signal, so I can't play Hearthstone like, I guess, other people. So I just needed a game on my phone that didn't require online connectivity to, like, function. So it's just it's literally the... like epitome of that dumb mobile game that you play to pass your commute time or something like that.
Yeah, you're not selling me on this game at all.
No, I'm not telling you to play it. I'm not telling you to buy it. I mean, it's free. And there's definitely a point where you're supposed to spend money, and I don't care about this game enough to spend any money on it ever. So it'll be one of those things that I will either like be super stubborn about, or when I can just no longer play it, I'll just delete it and find some other free mobile game to play, you know?
Sure. Fozzie's going to be leaving us shortly. And I just played some Rocket League today. And I know Jeff has played a bunch of Rocket League.
That's nice.
Fozzie wants to talk some Rocket League here, so...
Sure, why not?
You guys been both playing on Xbox One?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think all three of us have recently on Xbox One, which is Fozzie's issue, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. That game's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and the ice hockey thing is in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's about all I had to add. I think I like it a little bit more. The puck does do bounce and shit, and it will slide up the walls, you know.
Right,
but it's more controlled. It didn't feel good. It felt like, okay, well, it just felt heavy, you know.
Wait, I guess the puck, or still they call it the ball, but they've adjusted it so ball bounce is extremely low. So it won't bounce super high, but
it will still bounce.
There's definitely some more control in there. Okay. It's less chaotic, I think.
Yeah.
In that mode or on the Xbox?
Yeah, yeah. Like in terms of, like, I mean, Fozzie definitely more experienced than me, and so is Jeff. But my experience with the regular Rocket League mode is, like, it's very chaotic. The ball is kind of unpredictable at times. And,
yes, it is.
But in
love it.
In the Snow Day, is that the name of the mode?
Yeah.
The puck is definitely more, it's more predictable because it stays closer to the ground, so it will slide up the wall, it will bounce a little bit, but it's, you can kind of see where it's going, and it definitely changes the flow of that game, though, where, you know, people aren't just going crazy in the air and knocking you off the ball and stuff like that. But
does everybody play like a fucking ball hog like everybody did in the beginning of PlayStation and Steam Rocket League?
Some people are really good.
Yeah,
so I don't know.
So maybe I wonder if it's just a bunch of people who played these versions now being like, yeah, you can play on Xbox now. Or
when I went like to, so like my first game, like I jumped right in. I didn't do the tutorials or anything. Like I just jumped in. It's like, it very much, like, I'm sure if somebody watched that game, they'd be like, what the hell is this dude doing? Like it felt like toddler soccer, like where, you know, I was just like kind of chasing after the ball at all times.
Yeah.
Which not the way you should play a sport like that. So like after that, like I kind of like settle myself in. I did the tutorial, learned kind of how to play, and now I find myself staying back a little bit more and,
yep,
you know, picking your moments to kind of make a break up the field, and you kind of hope that your teammate like cycles in, he sees that you're moving up, or and will move in and play defense where you were doing that before.
It's and 9 out of 10 times, yeah, it's just you playing defense because everybody's like, I want to hit the ball.
I mean, the last match I played was definitely like the guy was like, all right, like these two are moving up, I'm going to move back. So we never really had trouble behind us. But the other team was definitely all three pushing at all times.
Yeah. I mean, once you get into the higher ranks and people like actually learn how to play the game, that'll disappear. But it's just kind of funny how in the beginning, that's exactly what the game is.
See, Fozzie has like a ton of goals already, like chasing his goal total now is going to be a little difficult.
How do you check your stats? I should check mine at some point.
You just go options. Like on the main menu, there's going to be options, so you go stats. But yeah, it's kind of different as far as like what I've played in the PlayStation version as opposed to Xbox.
Okay.
First off, Xbox version, people are very good with aerials that I did not see in the PlayStation version.
Really?
I hate aerials. They're so difficult to pull off. I do not do aerials at all. Like,
no, that's, I don't either. I have no control over the car.
I don't know how people do it. I mean, I guess, like, you know, with practice you get better, but for me it's like, no, I'm not going to do that and I'm fine. And a lot of people will just miss so bad. I'm like, well, don't try
that's
and fake
me.
It up. That's the thing, is like people do their aerials and think they're like doing a great job, but then they miss. I'm like, well, that's nothing for the team. As far as what I was saying before, it's not that the gameplay is very laggy, but it's the, and it's really dumb, you know, the like small thing, but it's the emotions or whatever you press, like the D-pad controls. So after a goal, you know, normally I'll tell someone like a nice shot or whatever, but there's like some lag on there.
All right, because I mean, and this, you know, everyone has different online experience. I'm like, I'm not experiencing any lag like when I'm playing. Like, Fozzie should get a better internet connection.
No. It's definitely that, or like trying to write a message is next to impossible. So hopefully they fix that. But you know, it's fun on PlayStation. It's so seamless, but on there, like, I'll just do something where I'm trying to compliment someone, but then I don't press the right thing, so then it comes off as like an insult to the other team, and I feel really bad. And I'll say like what a save instead of like knife shot or something, like something really dumb. I'm like, God,
not I didn't know you could say. Do that shit. Yeah, I didn't know that either until Fozzie just said it. I accidentally bring up the keyboard to type a message. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah, no. It's with the D-pad, and if you don't use it, you definitely should, because if you get good teammates, they'll, you know, before the ball is, you know, with the countdown, they'll tell you what they're doing.
Okay.
So that...
Like, I'll speed toward it, you jump, or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
well, like, there's one, for example, that says, like, I've got it. There's one that says defending, and there's one that says take the shot. So, like, if I'm on, you know how, like, sometimes they'll line you up with two people in the same exact spot? Sometimes I'll say I got it so that that person can go for a boost or something. They don't have to worry about trying to get it. If they're smart, that's what they'll do. Or they'll say I've got it, or I'll say, like, take the shot, then I'll go get the boost.
How have I not noticed this text on the screen?
I don't know how, dude, it's
unless you accidentally muted everybody.
Is there headset capabilities with Xbox?
I don't think there is.
I've never used it, so I'm not sure. I personally don't even like the headset. I like having the I like using a D-pad because it's like nice. It's short and simple, and
sometimes
it's like,
it doesn't feel like it is though. I mean, but that's just Rocket League.
Yeah, it takes a while to know, like. Because everything is bunched together. So, like, if you press up on a D-pad first, that's commands to give to your team. If you press left on a D-pad, that's compliments. Press right, it's, like, insults or negative things. And then down is something else. I don't know. It could be more
compliments. Is there split screen on the consoles?
I think so.
Yeah,
and I think you can bring a guest with you online,
so
can't
play
you?
Online. Yeah. That's pretty
like,
cool. So
they
yeah,
got like all bases covered in that.
I want to try that out. So I have have friends coming over this weekend, so it's like I could set it up on my one Xbox down here, and then on the other one, have my other two friends play on that one.
Yeah.
For PlayStation, you do have to have a. You can only play with other people that have an online account. So I don't know if it's different for Xbox.
Yeah. My Xbox in the basement, I sign into all the time on that one, but it's not my home account, so I'd have to be signed in on there. But on my upstairs one in the family room that my son uses, that one is my home account, so it has Xbox Live shared across. Like, the gold is shared for all accounts on it, so anybody could use that one. So I should be able to get, like, four people together. And try it, give it a go.
That sounds cool.
That's also one of the reasons why I like digital games, because I can buy it and I can play two copies at once. That's a fringe case. I understand that that's not something most people would utilize, but like a game like Rocket League or Madden, my son can be playing it at the same time I am playing it on the other one. Where if it was a disc, you would need two discs.
Yeah. That's cool. All
right, yeah.
I do have a question, though. How the hell do you use the Warthog or the Armadillo? Because I don't even see it as an option in my cars.
Warthog, you have to play every single one, so it's kind of like Sweet Tooth for the PlayStation.
Okay.
You have to play. I don't know if you have to win a game, but you have to at least play with each and every car.
Okay.
I personally just won a game with every car, and then... Armadillo, I still don't know. I should get Google that. But...
What's the Armadillo?
It's the Gears car.
I had to name that after an animal, too.
I guess. I didn't even realize it was called the Armadillo, so.
Yeah.
It's like an armored car, though, so. Makes sense for the name, but. Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to using them. I'm like, where the hell are they? They're supposed to be here. So you have to unlock them, though. Okay.
So yeah. They're not like DLC, they're just like, hey, you bought the Xbox version.
Yeah, exactly. They're the Xbox versions of it, so.
Did anybody go and buy the DeLorean?
I did.
I haven't for the PlayStation.
You know the Batmobile's coming too now, right?
I know. I'll be getting that too, because it's cool looking.
Okay, so you have to complete a season in Rocket League to get the Armadillo, which is fairly easy.
There's like a 9-week season, so you can be done in like 9 games.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Yep. Yeah, that game's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
We should play at some point.
Yeah. Together.
I want to play it right now. I want it.
I do like that the game's only like 5 minutes long, so it's like, you know, if you want to play something, but you don't have a lot of time.
Oh, man.
Easy to jump into and play.
It's still the only game from 2015 I continue to play.
I still don't feel like I'm good at it yet. I think I play kind of defensively. I will kind of anticipate where the ball's going and race to that end of the field and usually, like, kind of, like, do... pull my emergency brake and like spin around the end of the field and try to block the ball like that, you know. But I don't know. I don't have that many goals, and like there was one game I lost like 7-2. I was like, God damn it! Like these guys just kept scoring on us over and over and over.
I love that. Oh, I love playing doubles. They're so bad at Xbox with doubles. It's amazing.
I like doubles and solos. Three people. Three's a crowd sometimes.
Crazy. I play standard, whatever, three is three, right?
Yeah. 3v3, yeah. There's a 4v4 mode, too.
No, yeah, that's unranked. That's just like,
okay.
You're an insane human being. The only thing I don't like about is the game. My only complaint is that I cannot skip replays. When, like, somebody
scores or something,
I gotta, like, wait for everybody. And if, like, you got that one asshole who's just, like, needs to, like, watch himself score a couple again. And just,
basically, like, there's always one person who doesn't press it. You basically see the whole replay most of the time, it seems like.
Yeah, and it's
the most... doesn't take that long, though.
Doesn't matter. It's just, like, disrupting the flow of everything. I'm just like, let's just get back in the game.
No, I don't mind it.
I'm enjoying it, so... want to play more of that game. I guess a game that I don't need to play more of, though, because I finished it, at least episode one, was The Walking Dead Michonne.
Oh, just real quick, I'm heading out, so.
Okay.
Later, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye, Fozzie.
Bye, Tony.
Deserter.
You haven't even said anything. I thought you fell
fucking
asleep.
Traitor.
I played The Walking Dead Michonne. This is a game not for Tony, I'll tell you that.
Does he not like Telltale games, or does he not like The Walking Dead?
Yes.
I mean, I agree the show is awful. I mean,
I think the Telltale games are not games.
I think the show is bad, but I like the games.
The show's been pretty good this year.
Yeah, that's what they say every year.
It's been more...
Fucking apologists.
I like it. I like it also because it's something that I can go to work and everybody there watches it. So Monday mornings, I spend like an hour and a half talking about The Walking Dead, and I don't do any work.
What broke me with that show is when they fucking faked that guy's death, and you could clear as hell tell that he was not dead.
Oh, well, that
that drove me up a wall. Everybody on my Facebook feed was like, "I can't believe they did this," and I was like, "You're all." I watched it.
Talking about Glenn,
you're all fucking idiots.
Yeah, I even watched the show, and I saw that scene, and I was like, that's them, they're pushing out, there's no way they killed them. I didn't say anything about it, I was just quiet about it. But
I watched it, just, and it, you can clear, like, if you know anything about television, it was filmed, told you everything you needed.
It was so clear,
Well, like, I'll tell you this, I don't know if it'll happen this year or next year, but Glenn or Daryl is going to die. They're going to kill one of those two off.
Why not Carl?
I know, right? Fucking Carl.
I'd be fine with Carl dying, but it'll be either Glenn or Daryl.
And what makes you say that?
Because there's a very specific thing that they're leading, that they're kind of working their way up to from the comics.
Okay. I was going to ask, is Glenn still alive in the comics? I have no idea.
No, Glenn is dead.
Okay.
But Daryl doesn't exist in the comics.
Exactly, yeah.
And Daryl is going to... He is like, filming a new show that starts in the fall.
Yeah, he's doing some, like, a motorcycle thing.
Yeah, so it's like... that's why I think that he'll be the
you
one...
You could put him in that guy at character's place to get killed off.
You leave Glenn, and then people are still happy, and you've just... They just introduced a character named Jesus on the show, who's from the comics.
Is Negan...
He has not shown up yet, but he has been mentioned.
Oh, okay.
But they just introduced Jesus, and he plays a similar role to Daryl on the show. But in any case, The Walking Dead Michonne is not in the show timeline, so I'm not sure. It takes place in the comic timeline. There's a point in time where Michonne leaves the group after Alexandria, and she goes off and does some things with some other people. That's where I think this takes place. I'm not entirely sure.
Oh, really? I thought it was like a prequel. Like, before she met up with anybody.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, well, doesn't that seem like it. I mean, like, it...
Separate Michonne story. Doesn't have to matter.
It doesn't really, like... They don't...
I think it does, depending on the type of story they're trying to tell. I mean, if they're trying to tell, like, an origin story.
Well, it's not an origin story.
Okay.
I mean... Michonne has been living in, like, it's not like where, you know, in the original Walking Dead game, everything kind of kicks off as the outbreak is starting, right? Like, Lee is in he's in the cop car as everything is going, and, like, the zombies start attacking that way, and, like, that all happens, like, in the beginning of the outbreak. This is, like, she's been killing zombies for quite some time.
Okay. So does this have any references to the other games, or it's just this own thing?
At least not yet. I think maybe there might be one character that ties in to the other games, but I'm not sure. So it's not something very clear. So I'm not sure how this fits in. You know, Glenn was in that first episode of The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
But I don't know where Michonne fits in here. Anyway, it's more The Walking Dead, except you play as Michonne. And I don't think the story is as good because you know that she's not in any danger.
Right.
Like, that was one of the big things, I think, that, like, Jeff liked about the original series of The Walking Dead was, like, you do all this time, you're building up you're working with Lee, and you're kind of, he's becoming your version of Lee.
Yeah.
And then he fucking gets bit. Like,
yeah.
And that comes out of nowhere. So, like, you know, Michonne is not, there's no danger for her. So I don't think that there's, like, the emotional tie there. It's okay. It's, they get captured by this other group, and a lot of it is, like, an interrogation scene. I don't. It's more The Walking Dead. It's more Telltale. It's still buggy as fuck. Like,
see, like, just like Bethesda games, I'm like, how many of them do you have to make before you finally figure out not
right? Like, how it's
to make them the worst.
Well, it's the engine they're using. They're still using the same engine they were using for The Walking Dead, and it's
inexcusable at this point.
Right. It's like you've now released how many games? You guys, like, it's not, you're not the scrappy little developer anymore.
Yeah, stop releasing 6 games at a time and rebuild your engine and make one game, you know, make whatever.
Yeah, there's still hitchiness. It's still, like, I don't know. It's okay. It's just not, like, if you're a fan of The Walking Dead games, I think maybe you might want to play it. But if you're Tony, who fucking hates Telltale games,
damn you, Telltale,
and you don't like The Walking Dead either, like, you don't want to touch this.
I mean, I liked Telltale's Walking Dead. I like the first season. I own CS season 2, but I haven't played it yet.
It's not as good.
Tony, did you try Game of Thrones?
No.
That seems like the worst one to try.
It's I didn't think it was amazing or anything, but, like, I just would like to see, like, if he played, like, a franchise he likes and cares about, like, what do you think of it?
Tales from the Borderlands, real good. I love that one.
Tales from the Borderlands is excellent. I think that might be their best one they've done.
I would agree with that.
I'm kind of with Jeff. I do wonder if Tony would, because he likes Game of Thrones.
The Walking, yeah.
What about Batman?
I like Batman.
I don't think, I would be amazed if that's good, honestly.
Would you?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know.
Like, why, though? Like, because, I don't think they've released bad stuff.
Their action is terrible, and if I'm playing as Batman, I want to punch someone in the face.
No, I've done that for so long, I really want to play a different Batman. Like, as a detective,
that's fine, and I would like to play that Batman game, too, but at some point, he's got to punch somebody in the face.
There's that.
There are quick time events for that.
No, but that's what Tony's saying. That's the problem. Quick time events are bad. Like, yeah, and they are. Yeah. Like,
they don't work well for action.
I think they've done a little better.
If it was a detective heavy game, though, I think I would maybe dig that. But I don't know if that's what it's going to be, or if it's just going to be like a storytelling game, like basically what they're doing now. Like Game of Thrones, you barely moved your character at all. You're mostly watching cutscenes and just talking. You're just
picking dialogue.
And it's like, do I want to hear like some, I don't know, Batman's, like, if the story's good, I guess, but I don't know.
It depends.
But if it was a full adventure game with, like, detective shit, like, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's my hope, at least. Their way of storytelling lends itself very well to, like, a noir Batman kind of thing.
But, I kind of agree with Jeff and think that Telltale needs to take a step back.
Yeah,
I like that too.
Invest their, you know, their money and redo their engine so that it runs properly. Like,
not just runs properly, like just make a whole new one that looks better. Even like the style's getting kind of dated. I think like it's just boring now.
Well, all of them have their own like unique look to them. Some of them better than others. But yeah, I mean, I guess you could say it's all very comic book looking.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's all like Game of Thrones was just it still had that same kind of artistic look. And I don't even know if that's the thing, Jeff. Like, I think they have an art style that kind of works for them. I'm not sure that if them upgrading their engine.
Yeah, but the hitchiness.
Like, they could also do with some better animations and stuff. But, yep, that's The Walking Dead. Review will be up probably early next week, so I have to write that along with the Dying Light following review.
How's that?
That game was excellent. Got 15 hours out of it.
Nice.
So, which was 3/4 of what I got out of the original game. There's actually still more to do, but that was the base kind of like story of the following. Tony, how are we surviving? Are we still alive in XCOM?
Well, it's like the last XCOM game in that when you get close to the end, like your characters are all super high level. So, like basically everyone in my core team is a colonel now, which is the highest possible level. So they're all overpowered as hell.
So I'm a level 60 coward.
I think basically you're not cowardly anymore. You were shaken, but you're no longer shaken because you went on a mission and did well. So, but like you get like a max rank sniper, and they unlock this ability where every time they kill someone, they get to shoot again. And you're never facing more than like, you know, 5 or 6 enemies at once. So your sniper goes in and just kills 4 people. And then you have 4 more, or 5 more people on your team who are left to move, and you just slaughter everyone. So even though they're throwing like harder enemies and more enemies at you, like your guys are so powerful by the end that they're kind of overrunning everyone. But it's fun. I'm still blasting my way through it. I am so close to the end, though. I think I'm like 2 or 3 core missions away from the end of the game. And I basically connected with the resistance all around the globe, so victory is in sight.
All right.
Yeah, the game operates where there's this thing called the Avatar Project, and there's like 10 pips, and when it when all 10 pips fill up, then you lose the game. Right now I'm at 1 pip. So something would have to go horribly, horribly, horribly wrong. The other thing is one of the issues you had playing the last game, or I had anyway, was that my teammates were so powerful that the rest of my team never got to play, so they were all like really low ranked. And since this year's XCOM has been harder, I've had a lot more people get wounded. So I've cycled through a lot more different soldiers. So even when I do lose like one or two of my core guys, like the backups are all equally badass. So that's kind of nice. But
am I still alive, though? That's the important thing.
The only person I've lost is Fozzie.
Oh, and you actually lost him,
so it's historically
him, though, right?
Accurate.
No, but like he actually lost. Literally, he didn't like, die.
Left,
he
left
lost
him behind.
Him.
So in one of it was, I think it was the second or third mission, like of me playing. So I was still figuring out what I was doing and what was going on. And the mission was on a timer, and you had to go rescue this VIP, and then get out. So I rescued the VIP. I got two of my guys out. Actually, it was Chris and Pete were the two guys. They got out. And then Earl and Fozzie got left behind. And the timer ran out. I'm like, so the timer ran out, whatever. They got captured by the aliens.
No.
Yeah. So that's... And most of the missions... One of the things that makes XCOM 2 a lot harder than the first game is that nearly all the missions are on a timer of some sort. Now... The timer in most of the missions doesn't determine whether the rest of your team gets captured or whether a lot of times it's, all right, you get locked out of the system you were trying to hack, so now you just have to escape, or the thing that you were trying to save gets blown up or whatever. So most of the time, the safety of your team doesn't depend on the timer, it's just the success of the mission. But it does kind of throw you into this situation where in the original game, you could kind of like inch forward in the missions to make sure that your people were always safe. And now in order to succeed, you always have to take a chance near the end. Like, you have to, like, sprint for the objective, not knowing what might happen to your people. So it throws this uncertainty. And it's one of the reasons why I've had people get wounded, because you end up with those people in the front because you have to get to the objective or, like, exposed.
Right.
So, and that also makes the snipers a lot more valuable. So the snipers on my team are all really badass. So that's why Jeff is no longer shaken. Of course, he's also doesn't have to run away because he's always at the back. So.
Oh, I like it. Just like first back on the helicopter. I'm out.
Actually, normally I put the, you get, in some of the missions you get to choose where the extraction point is. And I always put it near the front. So Jeff has to run.
Come on, Jeff, come on. Run force.
Well, you think about it, you want your wounded people to get out first, right? And those are the guys in the front, so.
Right. You also were playing some, what's that, Marvel Puzzle Quest?
Marvel Puzzle Quest. So this was a game that both Don and I played excessively on our phones.
Yeah.
But it came out for Xbox One a couple weeks ago, in a modified version. So the version on the iPhone was free to play. So you would play your missions, and when you succeeded, you would get covers, and the covers would let you upgrade your superheroes, and it was fine and dandy, whatever. If your superheroes got hurt, you had to wait. That was the free to play aspect. You had to wait for them to heal. So now I don't have to wait for them to heal anymore, which is fine. Puzzle Quest is a gem matching game, so you're kind of gem match battling, whatever. And you use them to build up your powers for whichever superheroes you brought into your team, and then when you get enough gems of whatever particular type, you get to use the power. So, you know, Captain America throws his shield, or Wolverine slashes with his claws or heals himself or whatever, depending on what gems you match. So that part's pretty generic, but I don't think that I like the Xbox version as much as the free-to-play version. The phone version had, like, events weekly.
Okay.
So you would be in, like, this contest where you'd end up grouped up with 200 other people, and you'd, you know, have to get through these missions, and when you got through the missions, you would rack up points. And so all the 200 people would end up ranked. And the highest ranked people would get these awesome bonuses or awesome new characters or whatever. So you had like an incentive to play and play a lot. And it was kind of exciting when you got near the end. And if you were at the top, can I stay on the top and just keep playing? Like it's an incentive to just keep hopping in there. With this version, your superheroes upgrade really quickly and really easily. And there's not really an incentive to play a whole lot. Like, I already have a couple of max-ranked superheroes, and it's just they kind of blaze through every mission now.
Right.
So it's not fun to use them anymore.
Right.
And I just, without the competitive nature that I had before, I don't feel compelled to play that much. Don was mentioning he liked the phone version better as well, so that was interesting to me. So,
well, that bodes well for that review.
Yeah, I mean it's good. It's fine. It's a gem matching game on your Xbox if you like that kind of thing. It's great. But, I played it for my son is obsessed with it, so I've been. Sorry, go ahead, Jeff.
What does it cost on Xbox?
I couldn't tell you.
$20.
Might be 20. Is it 20?
Holy shit!
I think it is.
So it went from free to 20.
So I think I looked at it because I saw you guys were playing. And I'm like, I'll get that. And then I was like, ooh, no, I won't.
Yeah, no, I don't know that it's worth $20. It's probably worth $5. So.
Yeah, that was the amount that I was looking for.
It's entertaining. I mean, I've played a lot of it. I've blazed my way through it, but now I'm kind of, you know, done with it. I'm really close to the end. I'll probably beat the last mission and be done with it. Like I was saying, my son's pretty obsessed, so he'll play. But, you know, he's five, so...
$15.
Oh, it's 15.
That's still too much money.
Yeah.
But there are also add-ons, I guess, that you can buy, so...
Are there really?
There's a Hulk and Punisher add-on for $4. Oh, that's for the 360, not for Xbox One.
Wow.
Whatever. So, maybe play it on your phone instead.
Yeah. Phone version's great.
It's free.
It's free. It's also free. You don't have to pay for it.
I do have it on my phone, so should do that again. We got any other games going on here?
No, I haven't had time. There's a cool Uncharted trailer, so
there are lots of games I want to play.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Well, we're going to talk about the Uncharted trailer in a second, I guess.
Which is good, because... Never mind. For some reason, I thought Fozzie had, like, stayed away from it, but no, I think that was Hobby.
I have not seen the trailer, so...
It's... I don't know, everybody was freaking out about it. I watched it, and I was like, hey, I definitely want to play this game, but I wasn't, like, ready to, like, you know, light myself on fire over it, you know, kind of thing.
Jeff, you played more Resident Evil, right? Nothing more to report there?
No, actually, and I don't know how much I've played of that. Mostly I've been playing Rocket League, and, you know, not even much of that. So, I plan to wrap up, like, do the campaign for Resident Evil this weekend, because I have the weekend off.
Well, wrap that out before Zelda next week.
Yeah. But, yeah, other than that, all I've played is Rocket League, man, because it's really fun.
Right. I bought Tomb Raider for the PlayStation.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, the original?
Yeah, the original. Nice. That game is fucking near impossible to play.
You know, so they had a Humble Bundle Square Enix a while ago, and I have the first three on my Steam account, and I've been so tempted to go back. And I've never, I never played them originally.
I do wonder if they would play
better.
You've
never played them? No, there's no way you'll be able to play it.
really want to.
If you never played it, you'll just be like, what the fuck is this?
That's like, what makes PlayStation 1 games so great.
Yeah. See, I never had a PlayStation 1. Like, never in my life had a PlayStation 1. And, oh my god, that's terrible. I would never want to do that.
So, what was your first Tomb Raider then, Jeff?
Tomb Raider Anniversary for Xbox 360.
Oh, really?
And
mine was the reboot.
Yeah, oh, really? Okay, like the new Tomb Raider.
The Crystal Dynamics one, yeah.
Anniversary, I think, was like a remake of the first one, and it was so good. It's an amazing game. Like, I fucking love that game. Like, I love that more than Reboot.
Tomb Raider on the PlayStation. One, you have no analog control.
Yeah, it's all digital.
D-pads. It's so bad.
Oh, I'm so ready.
You have to, like, tap, 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 and then, like, oh, God, it's fucking terrible.
Try doing it, like... That's why I'm, like, sitting here, I'm going, like, man, like, 3D platformers must have been a fuck. I don't remember them being hard, but, like, these controls are archaic, and...
I don't remember the controls like that because I was playing Mario on Nintendo 64 with a fucking stick, and it worked.
Right. Like,
that's the thing. I go play PS1 games, which I never had, and I'm like, how do people play this shit?
Well, remember...
Like, Crash Bandicoot? I'm like...
Well, Crash was very straightforward,
too. It was like a runner, kind of, like, you'd be on a path.
It was super linear, so it was hard to, like...
It was basically 2D, but 3D.
Yeah, it was in a 3D environment, but you were only doing one thing, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny going back, because some PlayStation 1 games did have analog control, but the original controller for the PlayStation did not have the sticks.
Yeah.
Nope.
It was just the D-pad, so... Yeah, that game is tough to play now.
I remember when I was a kid, like, some guy would be doing, like, time trials through that shit. And I'm, like, thinking back on it now, I'm like, how did he fucking ever do that? Those controls are terrible.
But
I can't
feel
even
like
walk.
We wonder that about all games now, you know? Like, there are games where you're just like, how did we ever learn to deal with something like that back then?
Right, like, there's so many things, like... Going back even further.
Like, do you remember, like, first-person shooters before, like, Halo on console and stuff like that? Like,
oh, yeah.
They were nightmares.
I had
not
Doom
time,
on...
Yeah.
I had Doom
That's
on
my
the
point.
32X.
Like,
what was that, Chris?
I had Doom on the 32X. It was bad.
Exactly.
Although, like, GoldenEye was good.
Yeah, GoldenEye was like its own.
And then Perfect Dark.
I'm surprised at that time that it didn't. More people didn't look at GoldenEye as like a way to do console shooters. It was only Rare who ever like continued to make games like GoldenEye.
Right, because then they did Perfect Dark, and then Halo came along.
Yeah, I guess there wasn't enough time.
Yeah, Halo kind of like got it right there, and then Call of Duty. Did it
rest
too?
Rest in peace, Time Splitters.
Time Splitters was good.
Like, why can't that come back, dude? I know there's been people like clamoring for that for a while. I think me among them. But you know, that was like by the people that made like GoldenEye, wasn't it?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely some ex-Rare people there. So. Anyway, let's do some news here. Briefly touched on the Uncharted trailer a moment ago. I guess something in that trailer, though.
Oh, yeah. Somebody had just randomly, like, must have Googled this, like, art or something, and it was from like, concept art for Black Flag, I think.
Yes.
And so, like, there's a scene in the trailer where... Elena and Drake are in their apartment, and he's like fucking eating cereal or something, and he just looks up at the mantle, and there's a painting on there, and that's where the art is. It's just in the scene or something like that. And I don't wonder what they replaced it with now. Actually, I'm curious. But they were like, yeah, we didn't vet any of that. We're our bad.
Way to go, guys.
Well done.
Yeah, they were kind of called out for it by like an Ubisoft employee that had worked on, I guess, on Assassin's Creed. It's like, I think his comment was, so that's where the thief comes in.
Yeah, right.
Like, wow, all right.
Okay, yeah, no, they did change it now. It's now... Interesting.
It's now a sandwich.
Yeah, right, I wish. The memes, though, that people have been creating of, like, what he's looking up at in the middle of that scene are pretty good, though.
So, did you guys watch the trailer? I did not.
I did. Yeah, I mean, this is definitely the last game that Naughty Dog is making. Like, if there's one thing to pull away from that trailer, is sort of like the finality of the whole thing. Like,
sure, that's what I was told with fucking Jason Voorhees in Friday the 13th 4.
What the fuck?
there'd always be a way.
No, well, that's what my caveat was, that it's the last game Naughty Dog will do.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have no doubt that at some point we're gonna get, like, budget titles that Sony has put off to, like, you know, to bend. Or
Uncharted 5, Nate Drake comes back as a zombie.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, some port studio or something like that to be like, Uncharted will still make us money. You know? Or I don't know. I don't know if Naughty Dog still retains control over their IP despite being owned by Sony, so.
I don't know. I don't think they did the Jack game, and they did not, they didn't do the Uncharted Vita game.
No, that was Bend, but yeah. They may have just, you know, been like, all right, hey, go ahead and make this offshoot, because we know Sony wants to make Vitas or sell Vitas.
Well, and Naughty Dog is owned by Sony, so.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, like, how much control they have over, like.
I'm sure if Sony Uncharted was like, no, we're making more of this, like, they probably can't.
So, but yeah, no, I mean, as the trailer itself, it's cool. I'm excited, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes and stuff. I think it's, you know, he's definitely older, and I think as I find, you know, especially in video games, it's nice to see, like, an aged protagonist in a way. And stuff, like, you know, it's not like Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Old,
right?
But he's there's a great older. Deal of visible age. Like, he's definitely heavier, and stuff. Like, the detail in the trailer is amazing. Like, the you know, Naughty Dog still knows how to do one thing, man. It's animation and stuff.
Well, I'm probably just gonna not look at it because I'm gonna buy the game regardless. So
sure.
Let's see. Warzone Firefight was announced for Halo 5.
Yeah.
You said Warzone, and I started thinking about that free-to-play shooter. I was like, why is this news?
Warframe, I think you're referring to.
Yeah, okay, whatever, man.
Warzone is the was the big new game mode they added into Halo 5. It looks like they're adding Firefight, though.
That excites me, because I love that in ODST.
That was really the only thing to love in ODST.
I liked the story up until the last act, because then it lost all sense of mood and atmosphere.
The problem was that after ODST, they kind of ruined Firefight. It wasn't as good.
It wasn't in any of the other games, was it?
Yes, it was.
It was in Reach.
Oh, it was in Reach? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was just a drop in.
Yeah,
keep
it was
respawning no matter what.
Yeah, it was. Did they announce any details?
They just, it was like a 10-second clip, and basically, like, they outlined the rest of the DLC through June, and it looks like Warzone Firefight will hit in June. My guess is probably at E3. They'll probably be like, and you can play Warzone Firefight right now. But it being in Warzone leads me to think that, you'll be able to use your rec cards.
That would be cool.
So
that would be for those of us who don't play a whole lot of,
right, of Warzone, that, like, right. I mean, we're like, you and I, we mostly right. play Arena,
right?
So we have all these cards
and do nothing with. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I don't like to play Warzone. The matches are really long.
They are. They're real, like 20 to 25 minutes long, and. That's sometimes too long for me to just jump in and play something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I generally don't play it unless, like, we are sitting down and, like, we have, like, 7 or 8 people in our group.
Right. That's the only reason why, because we have too many people to play 4-on-4.
And even now, I think we might just be like, let's play custom matches, because, you know, they've added more stuff. Griffball's here.
We've got to play Griffball this weekend. Griffball.
Yeah.
Griffball.
Griffball is back.
I don't think... I think I got to still find it out of the trash, but...
Really, Jeff. Really.
We know you have a digital copy. Your Xbox isn't sitting in the trash.
I do not have a digital copy.
But he knows where Halo 5 is. He's holding it right now.
Stroking it.
Petting it. Goddamn.
Leave that hole alone, Jeff. It's not for that.
I'm glad they're still kind of supporting this. I know a lot of people early on were kind of upset at the lack of, they called it content, but I do think that having the more streamlined approach to playlists has allowed them to introduce new stuff and people to actually play that new stuff when it comes out. Whereas, like, if you had just dumped everything at once, you know, everybody kind of runs off into their respective corners.
So, yeah, they don't, yeah.
It's like, I only want to play this, and I only want to play that. And now it's like, well, actually, I do like, you know, this game mode. Which is kind of like the approach Nintendo took with Splatoon. And, you know, every month they're still, 343 is rolling out new maps and new modes and
for free.
Yeah, for free.
Yeah, the price is right.
There's no charge on any of that, so it is pretty cool. There's a nice selection of maps and modes and stuff now. So, and Forge is in there, and I have no idea how to do anything in that.
Man, I'm gonna get a massive update when I play it next time.
If you want to play with us, I recommend updating the day before, because otherwise you'll be like Earl, and it's like, I'll be there never, guys. Like, he comes on to play with us, and it's like,
how many gigs is it total?
I don't know, like 7,000. You actually need. You know,
I need to upgrade my hard drive.
15 Xboxes to run it.
Power of the cloud.
Yeah, it's a really good version of Halo. Here's a head scratcher. Capcom is releasing Resident Evil 4, 5, and 6 on PS4 and Xbox One later this year.
That makes sense.
For the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th time.
Well, for number for 4, certainly. I mean, 4 has been out on as many platforms as Minecraft is at this point.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Is there a desire for this?
No, but there, you know, I think it costs nothing, and it's one of those things where it's like, if two people buy this, then that's $30
more than we were expecting.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't think it's like, oh, they're putting them out because they're going to announce Resident Evil 7 at E3. I think they're just putting them out because they have nothing better to do with their time. I mean,
we'll see the remake for 2
before we see something like 7 anyways, so...
It is really weird how they're releasing them, though. Instead of releasing 4, 5, and 6, they're going to release them 6, 5, and 4.
Why aren't 5 and 6 backwards compatible games? You know what I mean?
Because, like, Capcom's going
to release them.
We can sell this to you?
Yeah. That's why Microsoft has to get published.
Like, are they doing anything to any of them? Probably not.
No, I imagine we'll probably wind up getting the Wii version as the port. Because I think that's the most updated version of Resident Evil 4.
Well, they've released Resident Evil 4 on PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh, they did?
But that might have just been that version. Like,
the Wii version, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't suspect there'll be anything. I mean, I might buy Resident Evil 4, though, I'm not going to lie.
4 is good. It's a good game.
5 is okay. 6 is terrible.
I never played 6, and I think 5 is garbage, so...
6 is real bad.
Don't play 6. It's 30 hours of torture.
It slides. Like, oh man. I was so excited for it too, but no.
I was too. I was real bummed.
It's not good.
I didn't like their idea of 3 separate campaigns. And blah. Anyways, yes. But yeah, I don't think that's as head-scratching as it sounds originally.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's like, why? But at the same time, it's just like, oh, because they want to make money. It's just like, okay. Fine, if that's how desperate you are.
I think there's other ways they could I guess not other ways that are easy and don't require them to do anything. But...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not like, you know, they can remake them like they did, like, you know, the original Resident Evil, or put out a remastered version like Zero or something. I think it would just wind up looking only slightly less framey, or it might look worse. I don't know. So at some point, when you up-res too much, it just does, it has the opposite effect.
Right. I think Pete mentioned this when we were talking about Rocket League, but the new Batmobile is coming to Rocket League.
Yeah. Well, actually, when I loaded it up, they have it up there on the main menu, just like the Dawn of Justice Batmobile from the new movie or something.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. I like that they're doing this licensed stuff. Like, I think it's smart. I think the DeLorean is amazing. I need to buy that. And it's real cheap. It's only like $2.
Yeah,
for
the
special
the car packs are nice, and like they're impulse buys. They're like $2, like you said. Like that's nothing. Like if they were more than that, then you start scratching your head, going, I don't know. But $2 is whatever.
See, I'm still just because I paid for it versus PlayStation people.
I paid for it.
A little better, so I don't know if I'm giving them more.
I paid for it. I own it on Steam.
What car, Jeff, would you buy?
I don't care. Like, I don't think it matters.
Like if they had Ecto on.
No, I don't think about the look of my car that much while I'm playing it at all.
That's
like,
true.
No matter what model I pick, I forget which one I even picked.
I've used the same one for the past like year. I actually don't change very often.
They don't have any impact, right? There's no.
There was talk for a while that actually did that, like the hitboxes were actually a little bit wider on some of the larger cars.
Right, so some of the cars are a little bigger.
I think it's actually the same now on all of them. So it doesn't
matter. I'm just saying, I would have bought a couple of those if I got the game for free. But since I paid $20, I'm thinking it's a great game. I feel like the price is very justified, but I don't want to spend more money on it. Like, you know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
Kind of need the Batmobile. ex-state senator Leland Yee, he received his sentencing for the gun running and corruption case in San Francisco, I believe. He received 5 years in federal prison.
Did you read the Polygon article about the documents about his case and like the recommended sentencing?
Yes.
I only read the highlights, and they are amazing.
Yeah, so I didn't read the actual document. But.
He was the guy who was the California senator who, like, fought to have, like, the tax imposed on violent video games.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah.
And that went all the way up to the Supreme Court. And got
until it failed, and then he got investigated for actually being, working with, like, Russian arms dealers and stuff to, like, help them smuggle weapons in and out of the country.
He was associated with, I think the guy's name is Raymond Shrimp Boy Chow, who was a drug running and gun running.
You can't write that,
right? Like, that's freaking amazing.
Shrimp Boy Chow.
So like he sounds like a Grand Theft Auto character.
Absolutely.
Like that's what's kind of funny about this is like he was trying to get, you know, games. He was vilifying games, and he was basically a video game character.
the greatest irony of all time.
So he is he's going away for a little bit. And actually, it sounds like his sentencing might be light, but.
I mean, when you're a senator, imagine this. The fact that he got any jail time at all is pretty lucky, I guess.
Yeah. And he's older, too, so I think he's like 68 or 69, so that probably played into it a bit as well.
Yeah.
They priced that HTC VR headset, the Vive.
Yeah, buddy.
Who
wants to guess? What does everybody
know? I think I know.
Yeah, I read it earlier.
Oh, damn.
What, $800?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Only 200 more than the Oculus.
It does come with the controller.
200 here and 200 there.
Well, it does,
all
does
about,
come with the
like,
controller.
700 so. More than I'm willing to pay. So.
I, right.
It's pretty much where I'm at.
Like, you know, I mean, it I feel like it justifies its additional expense because it comes with the towers, and it comes with the controllers, and
right.
stuff like that.
I mean, and you're going to have to buy the motion controllers for the. Well, I guess you don't have to buy them for the Oculus, but
yeah,
like that's an extra add-on for the Rift.
Exactly.
Yeah. So this definitely gives Sony a lot of room to.
Yeah,
to
they're undercut. Saying 300 to 400 still. So I mean, you know, my fear is that that also means it like it'll be hard to be the low end product, you know.
I don't know if it'll be that much of a difference between them.
Well, and that's I think the biggest problem is like if it is, or if there isn't, then people will have no choice but to wonder why you know Valve is charging twice the amount for their thing. Or...
But just because even if Oculus has the better product, doesn't mean that it wins because of that.
No, I know. I think people like, but I'm having trouble formulating my thoughts here.
Well, on one end, like Palmer Luckey has basically said, like he doesn't view Sony or HTC and Valve as competitors. Like,
yeah,
this first iteration is like his interest is getting it into people's hands, like getting VR off the ground. Because if you don't get it off the ground, if you don't,
his is not a consumer product though, dude. It's too expensive.
Well, what's really the difference between $400 and $600? Like, that's if Sony comes in at $400, like that's
you need a high end PC. Who has that?
But you also need a PlayStation 4, like.
That's more common.
If you don't have a PlayStation 4, like that's an $800 outlay.
Yeah,
sure, but I think in order to buy the PC that would need to run either the Vive or the Oculus would probably be a good $2,000 computer or something. Because I've looked at those specs, and you know, depending on what you're starting with, that's going to be a hefty upgrade.
Yeah, so there you go. Like. You could buy a PS4 and play games no matter what, whether VR fails or not, and you could get this add-on for like $300.
Right, but then the other end is if the stuff that is coming to the PS4 is not good, like does that
That's
hurt VR more
yeah.
than you know if the stuff that isn't it's more of a niche product because it's not mainstream yet. But that stuff is good, like, but you'll never get to see it because Sony has fucked everyone. I'm not saying
that's
what's going
to
happen.
That's what I was trying to say.
It's going to go mainstream at some point, somehow, I think.
Will it, though?
I mean...
I think it will.
I think, to Jeff's point, there are more people with a PlayStation 4 than there are with a $2,000 PC. You know, like, I think, you know, the Morpheus is that consumer-grade product, while the Oculus is, like, hobbyist, and God only knows what the hell the Vive is.
It's the same thing. It's because the Oculus is to get the full Oculus experience, you're gonna have to spend $800.
Yeah,
it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess.
And then buy a game, right?
Well, they both come
with
games.
Most of them come with games already. But yeah, I mean, after that, you know, I don't know.
You don't want to buy a game with it, obviously. On top of that, you know, spend that much money. You want something.
I think both the Oculus and the Vive come with two games apiece.
Yeah. I think right now, between price and stuff like that, it's just a matter of making sure the technology works and that there's going to be a market for it to invest in making it cheaper and more viable in the future.
It's going to happen.
Because, I mean, a lot of those first consoles, right, were like $800 and shit.
Look at DVD players when they came out. They're expensive as shit.
I'm talking like ColecoVision, stuff like that, right?
Like a DVD player, Jeff, like see, that's where I'm not sure that this is going to go mainstream because, like a DVD player, you can bring everybody over to it and be like, let's watch a movie, and you can all sit down and do it. Like with this, you have to put this thing on someone's head, and then you have like everybody else standing around staring at somebody who is there, maybe having an awesome experience. From
everyone's gonna have their own sets on their own heads. Everyone's gonna be.
But they would all have to buy them.
It's gonna be like we're gonna be like Wall-E, dude.
I think a better analogy would be Blu-ray players, but I see where I see Jeff's point. Because like a Blu-ray player already did what a DVD player was, and it cost an obscene amount of money.
Well, right, and like and Blu-ray never quite took off the same way that the DVDs did.
No, by the time it did, online just kind of took over everything.
Right, like, and I mean there isn't something to surpass VR, I guess, that you know like online did with the Blu-ray. But I don't know how you sell this to the mass market. You need them to try it.
I think it's one so of those things cool. Where like you have to wait until.
But
like,
is it
Oprah
Jeff? Like
it, on her show.
It might be so cool in the headset, but you look like a complete nut job,
dude. Show
from
them
the outside.
Show them Lawnmower Man, and they'll be like, "I get it."
No.
Next story.
I don't think that works.
I'm just like the idea of VR. Like even if you don't get to experience it yourself, like. You could build it up bigger in your head than what it is. It's like, I've always wanted it ever since I was a little kid. Like, remember in the 90s, it was going to be a thing, you know? And now it's going to be a thing for
real. Let's just hope that 30 years from now, people aren't going to be saying the same thing about this time period.
VR, we wanted VR 30 years ago.
Augmented reality could win over it. You never know.
I don't know. I still need to try it. Like, I don't even know if
it's
for me.
It's gonna make me
I can't
sick.
Talk.
And I think that might be what actually makes it hard to go mainstream. I mean, a lot of them say they've solved the motion sickness problem, but until that's really put to the test, you know, you can't have a product that makes half your audience want to vomit.
I've never had one on my head, but like I wear glasses, but I generally wear contacts, so that's not an issue. But I do wonder about people that wear glasses. Like, can you fit this over your glasses?
Yeah, I wear glasses, so...
Like, is it something that will work with glasses? Like, I know that going to 3D movies is really hard for some of my friends because they wear glasses, and putting glasses over your glasses is awkward and uncomfortable. And, like, do you get them on board? And, like, I don't know. I need to try it. And then I guess I would have an opinion, but
I want to try it so bad.
If PlayStation could come in at a decent price, I might think about it. But if they come in at $400, I'm out. Like
you're in, yeah, 400, you're in.
$400, I'm out. Like that, I don't know. They need to come in well below that. I think
that's the lowest you're going to find. Or 350 may be the lowest that they would go.
Yeah, I could buy another console for that, so...
It is
a new console. But it is another console.
But is it going to have the support
platform,
of...
Baby.
Well,
sure.
That's
but the no, question. But it's not a new console. It's an addition to a console I already have. So
it's
not going to have the same amount of support. Yeah, it's the 32X. It's the Sega CD, which is like, it was cool, and I had a 32X. But it had, like, four games.
Sure.
That's all you need, dude.
But I think it's, like, I think Sony's going to put a bunch of support behind it because they want it to succeed.
But,
you know?
But will they? Because they did the move and, like,
so
oh, we're behind the move, we're behind the move. And then, like, they released, like, four games.
The two, I think, is because the move, like, so... They're going to have to create completely unique games for the Morpheus. So it's not like you could port Uncharted to the Morpheus and have – or PlayStation VR or whatever the hell it's called.
Sure, which is the same, same thing that the Move was, right? It was a motion control system.
But like you can tack the Move onto things, and I think that really gave people the wrong impression. Like you would need to have like very specifically, very tailor made experiences.
But they're going to tack on shit to VR.
Yeah, they're gonna.
That's the bad part. Like
yeah,
lots of ports, guarantee you.
Lots of and bad ports, like stuff that has no purpose in VR, and it's gonna leave a sour taste in people's mouths.
Well, then they're gonna bite the hand that feeds them, and then they kind of deserve it to end the way it does.
As I said, I haven't tried it, so I do need to try it, but I am very, very skeptical of it, you know, taking off in such a way. We'll see. I mean, this year is the year of VR, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, might be the year of the downfall of VR, too.
It's all in one.
And the uprising of the NX.
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Nobody gives a shit about
Wake
that.
Wake up, Jeff. Nope. Wake up.
All right. Games with Gold and PlayStation Plus games were announced for March.
More shit I've never heard of.
So here I will do the Games with Gold for the month. One is a game that Tony was a big fan of, Sherlock Holmes: Crimes and Punishments.
Yes. Okay.
No.
It's a pretty good adventure game, Jeff.
I think you would enjoy this, Jeff.
Yeah.
I really do.
You just talked about how you'd want a.
Is it Xbox One?
It's an Xbox One.
Yeah.
Game.
Okay.
You just talked about how you'd like a Batman detective game.
Yeah.
Here you go.
I'm not into Sherlock, though.
But okay. This is cool.
It's too smart for Jeff.
Lords of the Fallen, which is a Dark Souls-esque type game.
Rip-off.
It is a rip-off, but,
but
I think
it's free.
That's another game that you would probably get into, right? And it's free, so...
I bought it, and I couldn't get into it.
Okay. That's a shame that you bought
it. I heard it, like, you know, results may vary. People did like that game a lot.
Yeah, I remember Sean really being into it.
Oh, no.
But like, it's... It was... I just sucked
Fair enough.
I couldn't get past the third boss, so...
Supreme Commander 2, I'm not sure what that is.
It's a RTS game.
Okay. And then Borderlands.
Who doesn't have Borderlands at this point?
I mean, they've had Borderlands on sale for like $5 multiple times over the last couple of years.
I bought the complete Borderlands 1 collection for like $5 4 years ago.
I don't know, I think that's a pretty good lineup, though.
Is it just generic Borderlands, or is it all of it? It better be all of it. It better be the Game of the Year edition.
I think it's just regular Borderlands.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm not going to play Borderlands anyway. I already own it, so.
No, I'm not.
And I own the DLC for it, so.
And Supreme Commander 2 is the bad Supreme Commander game.
Okay.
So. Plus, who plays an RTS on console anyway? Unless it's Halo Wars.
Halo Wars is good. I might try Lords of the Fallen, though.
It's all right.
Yeah, I mean, it's free.
For free.
So I heard it was okay. It's like a perfectly average B game.
Yeah.
And I'm glad people are going to get a chance at Sherlock Holmes. So.
They should. They should play that game.
It's a new... the follow-up to that's coming out at some point this year. So.
Yes.
PlayStation Plus games are Broforce. That was the one voted on by the community.
Why?
Galaxy.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, it's actually a lot of fun.
Broforce?
It's good. It's really fun if you have another person to play with.
I heard it's like Contra, isn't it?
A little bit. It's a side-scrolling shooter-type game, right?
Right.
So? Sure.
Right.
Maybe. I think. I don't know.
Yeah,
it is.
Right. Galaxy is a roguelike shooter?
Yeah.
No.
Let's see, those are the two PS4 games. The PS3 games are Super Stardust HD, which is weird because they've given that game away for free before. and The Last Guy, I don't know what that is. And then there's two Vita games, Flame Over and Reality Fighters. Don't know what either of those are. I don't know. I'm not... doesn't make me want to jump on board with PlayStation Plus this month, I'll tell you that.
Nope. I haven't felt that way in a while.
And briefly, Warren Spector joined, drawing a blank on the company.
Yeah, they have a very boring name.
But it is...
Interplay? No, it's not Interplay.
No.
Something like that, though. It is basically the... the reincarnation of Looking Glass Studios, though. And they're going to make System Shock 3.
What?
Which is kind of cool.
Other side.
So, yeah, Warren Spector has joined that team. It's a lot of the old Ion Storm and Looking Glass people.
Yeah, and they have the rights to... What is it? He's making two games, Ascension Something.
Yeah, which is basically, it's like a spiritual successor to Ultima Underworld.
Yeah, Ascension Underworld, actually, yeah. I think might be what it's called.
And they also got the rights to System Shock back. Evidently, like, an insurance company somewhere.
Yeah, like Montana or something.
Yeah, had the rights to that somehow.
All right.
It's, like, really weird. Yeah. But, yeah, so System Shock 3 is coming. I don't know if you guys have tried to play either System Shock or System Shock 2 recently.
I played System Shock 2 years ago.
They are, like, it's 10. Tough to go back to.
But I think that's exciting. So I'm curious, like, that has System Shock 3 has the potential to be one of those games that, like, you know, changes things.
It could.
What was the last game that Warren Spector made?
Epic Mickey 2. Okay.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't on the second game, was he?
Oh, God.
No, he was. And here's the only objection I have to this whole thing is he should be making Epic Mickey 3.
Well, Epic Mickey 2 wasn't very good.
Doesn't matter. Like, Epic Mickey 2, while it was not good, was still, like, there was a lot of awesome things about it. But still.
Like, yeah. There was Mickey in the game.
Yeah,
it was a game about Mickey, and it was epic.
Warren Spector was the designer, the lead designer on Epic Mickey 2.
Yeah, he was talking about it, yeah, for sure. Huh. I was so hyped for that game, oh my God. And it was so bad compared to the first one. But it was still, like, you know, there's things to appreciate in it.
Well, I don't know if they could even do an Epic Mickey 3 because the company that had the rights to that, which outside of Disney, was a Junction Point, and that
That's
company
right.
doesn't exist anymore.
That was his company.
That was Warren Spector's company, yeah.
Yeah, that whole thing totally went belly up.
Oh, make a deal. There's got to be a way, right? No?
Like, maybe.
Nah, nobody gives a shit. No, Disney doesn't make their own games.
I give a shit. Remember?
Nobody.
You're about Warren Spector is a great name. In history,
right?
Deus Ex, I feel like his the time has passed him by.
Yeah, maybe.
Like signing him is a news-making moment, and yet, when was the last time he did something that was worth noting? And it's been a long, 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 long time.
Well, he's been out of.
Epically, one was good though. I'm saying.
Well, being out of the. Being out of, like, circulation doesn't help him,
circulation
though.
Was the exact word I was thinking of, too. And I just
it's not, like, an asset. He should have been building, like, to get back into, like, the HD era.
So it's been, like, six... So Epic Mickey 1, which was good, was 2010. So it's been about 6 years since he has done anything, which isn't that long.
Yeah, that's not...
But you figure by the... he was also in charge of Junction Point.
Right.
How much input did he actually have on the Epic Mickey games? Like,
right.
Outside of like, he was
how much development has he actually done?
What I'm looking at, and this is Wikipedia, but it looks like the last thing he oversaw was Thief Deadly Shadows in 2004.
The bad thief? Besides the more recent thief?
That's more recent.
The last thief was horrible. The free
I
game.
I played it for like 15
thief.
Minutes.
Yes. I told you not to. I told you to stay away from that game. Stay far, far away.
Yeah, it was not great. Yeah.
And Deus Ex Invisible War, which he did in 2003. I don't know. I hope these games turn out good. And it could just be, you know, they're getting Spectre on board because he is a name and they can put him in front and make
it's
him
like
talk.
We've got George Lucas directing our movie. That's what it's like.
I know, that is...
No.
It's completely what it's like.
No, that's like saying we got Peter Molyneux on our game.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Don't do that either. we'll see. I'm not... I think it's interesting. I think bringing System Shock back is interesting. I don't know if anybody cares.
I have no attachment or it. I know very little about it, you know.
Like,
so
you know, it's the like the precursor.
Yeah,
to
that's all I know. Yeah, that's it.
Right. So, oh well. We got a question here before
we have Pokemon news that we didn't talk about.
Oh, I don't have the Pokemon news. So
They leaked.
Tomorrow they're doing like
Sun and Moon. Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Is that what it is?
That's all we know, though. We just know the titles. So
is it going to be a new? Is it a new generation?
All we know is the titles.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because tomorrow's the actual.
So they'll know more by
the
then.
Actual direct.
So when people listen to this, they will actually know.
Yeah.
Jeff and I are super pumped for that news.
Oh yeah.
Jeff is all about the Pokemon. I went to GameStop leak all this over week. I went there just to get Mew. I got my level 100 Mew.
That's nice. Yeah, no, Mew? I went there and I got a bunch of them in order to give to my my little brothers.
Jeff, they sound like they're talking in like a foreign tongue, right?
This must be what it sounds like to Jeff, at least, when he talks about how amazing the new Zelda game's going to be.
But at least I would understand him.
You understand level 100. You get.
I get level 100. I don't know what a Mew is though. Like it's some sort of monster.
It's the first. It's not legendary. It's the other one.
No, it's a legendary.
It's not a legendary.
Is
it's
the Mewtwo thing.
See, Mewtwo is a legendary mythical. It's the first mythical Pokemon.
I understand. Like that's hard to get.
Yeah.
I've tried Pokemon. I don't get it. It's like
Pokemon Snap though, bro. Try that shit out.
I still think that Jeff, you should get them to make Pokemon Snap for the Wii U. Just seems to fit, right? Like
yeah, I would be all for that.
All right, what's the question so I can look
at? Yes. Daxter has asked, what is your favorite comic book based game? And he says this can include stuff like The Darkness too, but The Darkness is a comic book based game, so I'd hope you'd be able to include that.
I think he just means like it doesn't need
like doesn't have to be a superhero game, right?
Yeah. Right.
I was trying to think of a non superhero one because I don't, but it's been a long time since I've played something.
I'm gonna go with a comic book inspired game. It's not like based, but it's inspired. Freedom Force.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Oh, yeah, that's a really good choice.
Yeah,
is that that like PS2 game where you could play with four people and blow shit up?
No, it was a PC game.
It's a strategy game at that, too.
Wait, I think about Freedom Fighters, maybe?
I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, Freedom Force is like a isometric.
Yeah.
Almost Diablo-esque RPG. More like Icewind Dale kind of things, like Baldur's Gate type
I think it's turn-based, actually.
Turn-based strategy game.
Oh, it's turn-based?
I think it would... I mean, it plays akin to, like, XCOM. You put your team together before every mission and toss them up.
Yeah, and then you would maneuver them around the city. Like, the levels were more sprawling, but...
Yeah.
That's a good one. Mine is the Neversoft-developed Spider-Man game on the original PlayStation. I think it was also... Was it on the GameCube?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Spider-Man the movie game. It's...
Oh, we're not talking about Spider-Man 2?
No. Spider-Man 2 was also
No, it's the... Yeah. It's Neversoft... I don't know if Neversoft developed Spider-Man 2.
Oh.
No, it's Neversoft developed Spider-Man. It was based on, like, the comic book, and it was before the movie came out. It's really good.
Was it 3D or 2D?
It was 3D.
Okay.
You should try it if you find it.
I tried it, I think.
It's a good game. And then, obviously, like, the Batman.
The first
Batman
two.
Stuff, yeah. Well, just the first one.
Oh, fair enough.
What from you guys? Pete, Jeff?
What was the question?
Favorite comic book based game.
Like, would Arkham Asylum count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. It's
based on the Batman comics.
Yeah.
I think that might be mine. But there's a lot of good ones. Like, Spider-Man 2, I really, really, really love.
I might go with Spider-Man 2, actually.
I also really enjoy X-Men Legends, kind of.
My brother loves those games.
So, there's a lot, like, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Loves those too.
Yeah, there's a lot of good comic book games out there, but so there you go. I think if Pete's going with Spider-Man 2,
forgot about that game until somebody said that.
We are
Spider-Man.
Yeah, we are wrapped up here. We'll be back next week.
What number episode was this?
292.
So we got 8 weeks till 300.
Yeah. We'll think of something for that. We're starting conversations on what we're going to do for 300. There are some ideas out there. We're trying to figure that out. Next week, I don't know what's coming out, so
we will be out.
Yeah.
Zelda, but it's after we record.
Yeah, that comes out on Friday. So
I mean, yeah, next week's the 3rd. So or when we record it. Third. So we'll have whatever the Nintendo Direct news is to talk about, but that's about it.
Right. We'll come up with something, I'm sure.
If it's a bare week, we can do the game show that week.
I could do that if you can get it together, yeah.
I mean, most of it's already together.
And then I'm going to play a little bit of that Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia game, so.
Oof.
We'll see.
Good luck.
All right.
Yeah. So Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.